This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Come in. Good afternoon. 8-4 the final score. Royals double up the Braves. They salvage one in this three-game series. So much to talk about. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Drew Waters. Not one of them 25 years of age, but each one of them with a big fly and an additional extra base hit. The young bats did their parts and Brady Singer took care of the rest. Again, the phone number 3586-7610. And as I just mentioned, MJ Melendez picks up home run number 7 on the season as he destroys a 1-1 slider middle in the 8th inning. And kind enough to dial us up after this 8-4 Royals win is the aforementioned MJ Melendez. Buddy, how nice did that one feel today?
Oh, it felt great. You know, being able to, you know, get one after it being, you know, it feels like an eternity for me. Felt good. And obviously the one along with it, you know, really adds on to that.
Can you take me through what this past month has been like for you as you try and get right offensively while also trying to help the team turn it around? How do you maintain confidence in a game that's trying to beat you down?
Yeah, no, it's definitely tough. Obviously, you know, baseball is a hard game where as a hitter, if you're succeeding 3 out of 10 times and failing 70%, you're a Hall of Famer. So it could definitely be a game that can, you know, get on you. And for me. It's been, I've had, you know, my rough patches, but, you know, that ulcer break definitely helped me and, you know, kind of helped me regroup and, you know, helped me, you know, stay more process oriented instead of results based.
MJ with an RBI double in the first inning and then that one out solo blast in the eighth inning. Can you expand on that during the All-Star break? Is it time with family, time with coaches? How were you able to reset and focus on what you needed to focus on?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little bit of both. You know, I was able to spend a lot of time with family, was able to go back home and, you know, kind of relax with my family and, you know, also work on some things that, you know, you don't have to go out and perform that day. You don't have to go out there and compete, you know, during All-Star break. So I was able to work on things and really feel process and you know, like I said, not worry about having to go out there and play that same day.
MJ, on this show, you know, we talk about all 26 of the Royals, but lately your name has been coming up. And the thing that I wonder is, you know, when you're leaving a game and you're still learning a corner outfield and you're trying to find your way offensively, how do you feel as if you bring value to the team to maintain your confidence when things aren't going great? How much are the teammates picking you up? How much is your internal voice picking you up?
Oh, tremendously. My teammates do an amazing job. Obviously, I have some really close friends on here. Bobby, you know, Nick Prado, Drew Waters, Kyle Isbell, guys like that, that, you know, help, you know, instill confidence in me, even when I'm feeling down, definitely helping me. Salvi as well, you know, guys that are just always having my back. And, you know, then also talking about the coaching staff for me, you know, they've done such a good job of just, you know, staying confident in me and really believing in me. And, you know, sometimes it's been hard this season, but they definitely believe in me, you know, putting me out there every day. And for me, it just helps me and wants me, you know, once I want to do, you know, more, you know, because of that and really, you know, prove them right.
What's that meant to see your name, not just in the lineup, but you're hitting cleanup, you're hitting in the two spot, you're hitting in the five spot consistently?
Yeah, no, it says a lot, you know, it says, you know, how much they do believe in me. And for me, you know, I know it's just a matter of time before I'm, you know, able to get the ball rolling, really turn around and stay consistent. That's something that I want to do. I'm looking forward to doing. But, you know, through all the struggles they have, stayed confident in me and believed in me. And, you know, that just says a lot about the organization and, you know, something that I won't ever forget, you know.
Finally, as you hit second base in that RBI double in the first inning, or maybe when the ball leaves your bat, did you think Salvi was really going to score from first base?
Salvi definitely, you know, he's you know, out of anybody, is one of the biggest competitors we have in our locker room. So especially early on in the game against, you know, one of the best teams in baseball, I kind of had a feeling that he's going to try to get four on that. So yes, I did kind of know that he was going to go home. And just, you know, hoping that he was able to beat the throw, which he did.
RBI doubled in the first, solo blast in the eighth inning, and a win at the end of the day. MJ, enjoy this one. We'll see you back out here tomorrow night, buddy. Thank you very much for calling in.
Awesome. No problem. Thank you, guys.
There you go. MJ Melendez joining us following the Royals 8-4 victory as they salvage one in this three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you were one of the near 16,000 in attendance this afternoon, you jumped to the front of the line. I want to know about the experiences, because I'll be honest with you, oftentimes on this show, after wins, after losses, I get a little bogged down in the baseball. And I thought last night's show was a nice reminder that sometimes it's bigger than just the game. It's bigger than the win. It's bigger than the loss. There are memories being made, experiences being had out in that Kauffman Stadium concourse, in those seats, out in the Pepsi porch, wherever it might be. You're making lifetime memories out there, so I'm always eager to hear those stories. But if you want to dive into it, you want to talk X's and O's after this 8-4 Royals victory, feel free. You know I'm your guy. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. from MJ to Bobby to Waters to Brady Singer, I think there are four interesting conversations to have. We could go one by one. We could lump them all in together. The one question I do have for you, as Brady was sensational today. Now, seven pitches in the first, needs just six pitches in the second, 11 in the third, 11 in the fourth, 18 in the fifth, 11 in the sixth, needs just six pitches to retire the side in the seventh. Final line, eight innings, four runs on seven hits. Brady did not walk a single ray in eight innings of work. He picks up the win. He deserved that win. And if we're being honest, he was even better than that final line would indicate. Only four strikeouts, but he didn't need no stinking strikeouts when you're spotting the sinker down in the zone the way that Brady was. And we'll hear from today's winning pitcher coming up in just a moment. But I am curious. I understand many of you are not like me when it comes to baseball. Like if I'm buying tickets to a Royals game, I'm looking at the pitching matchup. What brings me to a ballpark is the pitching matchup. You know, I've been giving away tickets, and I'll give tickets away again tomorrow for Max Scherzer and the Mets. When they come to town, when Scherzer's on the hill, I got two tickets to that game. It's a Thursday afternoon game, August 3rd. Be listening tomorrow to the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock for your chance to win those tickets. But I bring this up because I'm wondering, as a Royals fan, if you can only see one pitcher on this team, who is it? And you're sitting around with your buddies, you're sitting around with the kids, sitting around with your significant other, and you're trying to map out, all right, we're going to Kauffman Stadium, which game do you want to go to? You're going to chime in and say, well, I want to see fill in the blank. Who do you want to see pitch? Now, obviously, you want to see Salvi, you want to see Bobby, you want to see Drew Waters and Nick Prado and MJ Melendez and Michael Garcia. Yeah, I know the young hitters that you want to see, but of the pitchers that this team currently employs, who brings you to the ballpark? Or maybe better put, of all the pitchers, who's most likely to bring you to the ballpark? A text line, let me know as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Again, 913-586-7610. You got to feel good for MJ Melendez. I mean, he was fairly honest right there, admitting how difficult the past month has been. He knows the conversations that are happening on this side of the microphone. He knows about the rumblings of should he not go down to Omaha? Does he need a mental break down in AAA? Nice to hear that the All-Star break did him well. Nice chance for him to clear his mind. That was as encouraged as I've been with MJ Melendez in some time. And I'm not talking about the two hits. I'm talking about what we just heard. Him acknowledging, yeah, I needed a reset. And I believe the All-Star game, the All-Star break, gave me that reset. So you got to be happy with MJ. Now, I'm going to temper my excitement because I know what he's capable of. You know what he's capable of. You saw him hit nearly 20 home runs last year in less than a full season. His first big league season, he almost ran into 20 big flies. Home run today, his seventh of the season, his first in almost a month. Now, June 17th was the last time MJ went deep. It is now July 16th, and he's gone bridge once again. So you feel good for him, but MJ's now at the point of his career, at least in my opinion, where if we're going to rekindle the talk of him being in the same breath as Bobby, Vinny, and Michael, if he's going to rekindle the conversation of him being an undeniable talent for this franchise moving forward, keep it up. We know he's capable of keeping it up, so go keep it up. Let's have a nice showing against the Detroit Tigers over the next 4 days. Let's keep it rolling as you get to New York and you got the short porch of Yankee Stadium. And then you go to Cleveland to take on those monsters in their starting rotation. Nice job, MJ Melendez. Keep it up. Speaking of keeping it up, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Witt Jr. would like a word. He would like a conversation with all of those that said the superstar capabilities are no longer there. That the 23-year-old would not be able to live up to the billing of being the number two overall pick, of being presented as a franchise cornerstone. Bobby, since the beginning of June, is hitting about, what, 311? OPS getting close to 850? Playing a sound shortstop. I could have used a lot of adjectives to describe the defense that we're seeing from the 23-year-old. But what I missed most when Alcides Escobar left Kansas City, what I've missed most is the routine play being made routinely. I can't think of the last routine play that Bobby booted. Now, Michael Massey helped him out on a double play earlier today, that 6-4-3 twin killing in the fourth. It was a nice recovery by Michael Massey on an off-target throw from Bobby. But he just doesn't seem to be rushing anymore, right? The old John Wooden adage of be quick, but don't hurry. Now, that's what Bobby's doing. He's moving quick, but he's not in a rush. It's fun to watch. Bobby with a two-run, two-out triple in the second and a leadoff bomb in the fifth inning. Bobby hits his team-leading 16th of the season, a 1-1 splitter center cut. He did not miss it. 111 miles off of the bat, it travels 419 feet. So from MJ to Bobby, and ladies and gentlemen, Drew Waters would also like a word. Got quite a few guys out in the lobby waiting to talk to you. Where are you right now with Drew Waters? I've told you he's one of the three guys that I'm still evaluating. One of the three guys that I'm still somewhat unclear of what their ceiling is and what their floor is. Prado, Massey, and Drew Waters fall into that category. I've mentioned on this show a few times that I've had scouts tell me in the past that they believe Drew Waters will be a $100 million player. Waters today with a one-out RBI triple in the second inning and then a leadoff moonshot in the fourth. 465 feet, excuse me, Drew? Oh my God. The third longest home run by a Royal in the StatCast era. And the hardest exit velocity of Drew Waters' career. What do we make of this guy? Because if you called up right now and said, Vern, with Vinny being on the shelf, we all acknowledge that Bobby's a star, that Michael Garcia is going to be a big leaguer for the next decade plus, but Vern, Drew Waters is inching close to Michael Garcia and that silver medal podium. Drew Waters, at the age of 24, just a few months younger than Garcia and Bobby, Drew Waters, in this evaluation season of 2023, Drew Waters has 68 games remaining. I would not be surprised at the end of these 68 games if Drew Waters is being mentioned in the same breath as Vinny Pasquantino, Bobby Witt Jr., and Michael Garcia. Four bats that you could envision writing their names in the Royals lineup for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Fun to watch him both at the dish. Always great to have a switch hitter. Amazed by his power, love his speed. And am very encouraged with what we've seen from him defensively, whether it's in center field or in right field. Wow, what a game, what a day, what an afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Royals win 8-4. The bats of Bobby, Waters, Prado, and Melendez. Not one of them has celebrated their 25th birthday, but those four drive in all 8 runs today, and the boys double up the best team in the American League by a final count of 8-4. Are you kidding me? I've gone this long without throwing bouquets the way of Brady Singer. I'm hoping you're going to do that. I'm hoping the Royals fan out there is ready to give credit where credit is due. The cagey vet of this Royals rotation, the leader of this Royals rotation, Brady Singer. I'd like a word with him, and I'll have that word right after this quick timeout.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Batting left-handed, he swings and belts into right field. Back goes low. It is gone. Into the water. Second tier of the water. And Drew Waters has hit his third home run against Tampa Bay this year.
465 feet, the third longest home run in the StatCast era. Only Jorge Soler and, only Brandon Moss and Kendrys Morales have hit one deeper than Drew Waters. Waters finishes this game 2-for-4, just like Bobby, just like MJ, each one of them with a big fly. Each one of them with an additional extra base hit. Royals win 8-4. They pick up win number 27 on the season here in game number 94. I asked you as we opened up this show, if you're coming to Kauffman Stadium, which starting pitcher do you want to see on the mound? if there's one starter on this team that's going to bring you to the ballpark, if you pick and choose which game you come to because of who is on the hill, that's what I do, who's bringing you to the stadium? 913-586-7610. It's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Ed in Jefferson City says Daniel Lynch because we need a lefty that we can count on. Katie on the East Coast says Zach Greinke, so much fun to watch when he is on. The guy is a legend. From the 816, Fern, it's still Zach Greinke for me. He's nearing the end of his Hall of Fame career, and more often than not, you know you're going to get a solid outing with Zach on the hill. Oh, you're right about that. From the 913, DJ writes in and says, Vern, Nick Whitgren is my answer. He's fun to watch, and he always keeps trying. All right. I bring it up because this morning was the first time I've felt this way about Brady Singer. I felt about Brady Singer the same way I felt about Danny Duffy in 2017. Right, 2016 was the big breakout year for Danny Duffy, his age 26 season. Brady Singer last year was his big breakout campaign. He turned 26 last season. So, well, yeah, I think there are similarities between 2023 Brady Singer and 2017 Danny Duffy in that when I'm coming to the ballpark, knowing that Singer's on the hill, yeah, I'm excited. I don't know how curious I am. I understand, oh, I could see a no-hitter. Danny Duffy in 2017, every time he showed up, sure, yeah, he's got no-hit stuff. Just like Brady Singer has no-hit stuff. Brady gives up his first hit today in the third inning. And seven up, seven down on 15 pitches. Unbelievable. Brady Singer, we've seen him take a no-hitter into the eighth inning. But I'm not as curious about Brady as I once was. I don't show up to the ballpark wondering what I might see. I feel like I got a pretty good idea. Could be great. I know he's going to compete. He's going to leave it all out there on the diamond. You never have to question his competitiveness, his desire, his toughness. But as he's now about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks away from his 27th birthday, Brady's really starting to get the feel of the leader of the staff, the cagey vet in the rotation. I mean, take a look around. Ryan Yarbrough, he hasn't made as many starts as Brady has. Daniel Lynch doesn't have the amount of starts in the big leagues that Brady has. Cole Reagans and Alec Marsh are a year and a half younger than Brady Singer. Zach Greinke's on the shelf. Sure, Jordan Lyles. Okay, I'll give you Jordan Lyles, no doubt. But I'm talking about the guy that's... When a new pitcher comes into that Royals clubhouse, take Cole Reagans, for example. When a new pitcher walks into that clubhouse, it's my opinion he falls in line behind Brady Singer. This is now Brady Singer's pitching staff. First time I've really felt like that. Where I'm not showing up going, oh, come on, Brady, please, let's go. Let's show him what you got. No, I think most people know what Brady's got. And I know there are some of you down on Brady Singer because of what... And I get it. Yeah, you look at his ERA. ERA sitting at 5.7. Yeah, you're not going to celebrate that. I get that. But if you've been watching game in and game out, if you dive deeper into the numbers, I'm not going to lay it all out right here because it'll sound like excuse making, even though it's often just... explaining the numbers, explaining how often early on this season his defense let him down. What I can say about Brady, if you want to throw that ERA in my face, you want to throw the fact that he's got a losing record in my face, you want to bring up the fact that his strikeouts are down in a big way this year. Who else can you count on to take the ball every fifth day? Who else can you count on to grind through whatever's ailing him? To not make excuses, to not point fingers, to what I just... You dive into the numbers and you can see just how much his defense has disappointed him in 2023. You've never heard a word negative come out of the mouth of Brady Singer pertaining to his defense. Maybe it snuck up on you like it snuck up on me, but this is now Brady Singer's pitching staff, and he showed why today. He's done this so very often over the past two seasons. We need you, Brady. Our lonely eyes turn to you. The Royals once again staring down the barrel at another losing streak, at another Sunday loss, at another Monday morning where all the sports radio shows are mocking and laughing and pointing their fingers and judging the Royals. And I understand they'll still do that to a certain extent, but they at least got to acknowledge that the boys won, that the boys did not get swept by the Tampa Bay Rays, that Brady Singer pitched his tail off, that 24-year-old MJ Melendez had a nice afternoon, that MJ Melendez, when he gets behind the wheel of his car, drives home, he better be blasting whatever music he feels like listening to. Windows down, turn that bad boy up, sing along with it, buddy, you earned it. Bobby Witt Jr., the makings of a star. And Drew Waters, well, I'm going to leave that to you. You tell me what we're saying about Drew Waters. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win 8-4. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse as they knock off the Rays and now welcome the Detroit Tigers to town for a four-game set. Jordan Lyles on the hill tomorrow night. All right, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what today's winning pitcher, Brady Singer, had to say afterward on Bally Sports Kansas City.
There, you know, I was able to get some early contact and get, you know, keep the pitch count low. And, you know, going out there for the eighth, I knew if I could just get to the eighth cleanly, you know, I got to look at the ninth inning there. And, you know, I was obviously pulling for that. And the eighth inning kind of just, you know, obviously wasn't, you know, what I wanted there. And it's obviously what, you know, kind of pissed me off the most. But, you know, as part of it, I was happy to get through seven there and, you know, get deep into the game and help the bullpen out.
Early contact has been made against you, especially early on in the game. Was that a matter of their approach or something that you were doing?
I think that was their approach for sure, but, you know, I was staying in the zone so much that they were, you know, obviously swinging at it. I think I, you know, being, you know, throwing so many strikes there was, you know, obviously helping me to get them to swing early.
Can you detail just your feel with your sinker today?
Yeah, I think that was probably the better sinker that I've had all, you know, all year. There in the first and second, it was a little iffy, and then I was, you know, really finding it towards the end there. So that was good. I think the sinker needs to, you know, come along, and today was on, you know, on positive.
And how'd you balance that with your slider and everything else that you had?
Yeah, the slider was really good. You know, I threw some good, you know, backdoor ones to the lefties to get some of those double plays. And you know, I had some good swing and miss on it, too, and, you know, I was able to utilize the changeup when I needed to. And I threw, you know, quite a few good ones of those. I was actually really happy for that.
And
what did you see and feel with the best you've had?
I think just the movement profile on it. You know, a lot more horizontal on it. Kind of back to, you know, where I want it. So I was happy with that.
And when you look at this start compared to your last couple of ones, what was the big change and difference to help you be successful today?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sinker movement was huge, but I think staying in the zone and, you know, missing on the right side of the plate and being able to, you know, get the ball in, you know, inside, you know, when I wanted to, and, you know, obviously keep it away when I wanted to. It was just a matter of the small misses today. That
Royals win 8-4. What do you know? Royals win. No one wants to talk about it. Shocker. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
There's such a thing as a little bit guarding a hamstring. There's a high drive to deep right center field. In the gap and to the wall and gone. MJ Melendez.
It's the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call. MJ Melendez, a solo blast in the eighth inning, puts the finishing touches on an eight-run outburst from the Royals offense. All eight runs courtesy of the unproven position players that I talk about on a daily basis. Bobby drives in three, MJ a pair, Drew Waters a pair, Nick Prado with one in the four-run second inning. Royals win 8-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson. We greatly appreciate your support all season long with the post-game show for each and every one of these Royals home games. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We begin with Henry in Topeka. Henry says, Vern, Singer looked dominant today. The amount of first pitch strikes were great. The way he was locating his pitches and producing ground balls and flyouts by trusting his defense. Man, what a great outing. What a great win. Signed, Henry from Topeka. Spike in St. Joe says, Vern, the pitcher that brings me to the ballpark more than anyone else right now is Zach Greinke, followed by Brady Singer. Yeah, look, you're not going to get any pushback from me if you're saying Greinke's still number one on your list. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. I wholeheartedly understand that. And yeah, I mean, you know, gun to my head, yeah, Greinke's probably my answer too, because there's nothing I love more than baseball history, and Zach Greinke is human. I mean, walking baseball history. But Greinke's also on the IL. So my answer to the question of which starting pitcher am I going to see if I can only watch one, it's Daniel Lynch. It had been Brady Singer since he made his debut in 2020. But I know what Brady is. And again, that might sound like a negative, like I've put a ceiling on Brady Singer, and maybe I have. Maybe I have, and that's a mistake if I have. But I'm just being honest with you. I'm not curious of what the best looks like. I think I know what the best of Brady Singer looks like. I'm still curious with Daniel Lynch. I still wonder what's, when he's right for multiple months, what does that look like? Now, we might be on the cusp of finding out, right? Daniel Lynch puts together another solid two and a half weeks, we're getting our answer. Obviously, I'm curious with Alec Marsh and Cole Reagans, Austin Cox returns, if that happens, sure. So, yeah, I think Daniel Lynch is my answer. Stefan writes in on the Jay Southland Tow Service. Vern, you mentioned nobody calling after a win. Is it possible that your loyal audience has actually forgotten how to respond after a Royals victory? After all, we're not used to seeing quality starting pitching go deep into games and then offense clicking on all cylinders like this. Maybe, Vern, we're all just in a state of shock. Stefan, that's a good point. It's kind of funny. That's not right. No. No, I understand my lot in life. I am sports radio's version of, you know, the cable company. You only call the cable company when they're screwing something up and when you're angry. Have you ever waited on hold with Spectrum or Infinity or Dish or whoever you have? You ever sat on hold for a half hour and they finally click you on and go, all right, what do you got, sir? No, just wanted to say great job. Crystal clear picture, never any interruptions, just nice job, guys. Thank you. No. No. And that's my profession, is to sit here, you yell at me about a baseball team that I have no control of, and I correct many of the silly things that you say. If that sounds harsh, go listen to last night's postgame show. Some of the stupidest things you've ever heard. None of them based in fact. Half of them being pulled out of people's backsides. There's wrong, lie, made up, hyperbolic, dumb. And then you get a few great calls mixed in there. Speaking of great calls, Kyle in the Northland always bringing the heat. 8-4 winners today. Kyle, it's nice to have someone that's ready to enjoy it. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing great, Vern. You know I'll never leave you hanging. But I was heated last night. Speaking of the heat, you know, those people were out of pocket. That was uncalled for, but you're spot on. You know, they always call in to complain on you, but then, you know, when we're actually doing good, they're nowhere to be found. But sure enough, you know, in 2025, like you say, when we are ready to compete again, guess who's all going to be lining up to call in? The same people that are complaining right now. But I know I called back when we were in Tampa Bay and told you I was high on Drew Waters, so that hasn't changed. You know, he had a bit of a dip, and, you know, right before the All-Star break, you asked who the third place was, and at that time I was going to call in and tell you it was Nick Prado, because he had a .349 on base percentage, and I was pretty impressed with that. You know, he'd just come off the streak where we were batting him leadoff, and he was showing promise. So I'm not ready to give up on Nick Prado, and good to see MJ get his thing going today. You know, he's got potential, but we'll wait to see how that pans out. And I've also told you before, I'm a big Zach Greinke fan. You know, it was my childhood when he was on top dominating. So to see him on his, you know, last leg or whatever you want to call it, to, you know, I'm going to soak it in as much as I can, because, you know, we might not see him anymore next year. So he's my number one to go out to the mound. But after yesterday's performance, I want to come out and see Cole Reagans in person. That sounds like a good time, too. So, you know, those are some of the things I wanted to share with you today and make sure that you didn't feel too alone out there. You know, we appreciate everything you do for us, man. And the loyal listeners, we're here and we love watching winning baseball. And, you know, she might be right. We might not know how to react when a win comes our way, but we cherish them every time. So, as always, Vern, win or lose, we listen to you. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. Yeah, Cole Reagans, dude's going to be hitting 99 on the gun. Now, if you were listening to J.J. Piccolo and his Sunday conversation with Ryan Lefebvre, yeah, he's expecting that to come down, you know, 95, 96. But still, coming from the left side, 95, 96, yeah, sign me up. I'll happily take that every fifth day. Kyle, appreciate it, buddy. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I'm still seeing progression. We had a slow and horrible first half of the season, but we are finally seeing progression. I'm always a Royals fan. Great game, great win. Thanks for the show. From the 785, Vern, stats-wise, Brady Singer's the best player on the team. 2025 may be a pipe dream. Highly unlikely we will make a playoff. Okay, wish I would have proofread that one. Yeah, you're not saying anything. I mean, do I dissect that? Why can't I let anything go? Stats-wise, Brady Singer's the best player on the team. Well, I mean, that's not true. He's the best starter. Yeah, well, you know, if you look at, I don't know what statistic you're looking at, right? Daniel Lynch, I think right now would stake claim as the best starter. Now, Brady Singer, I've acknowledged, is the leader of the rotation. The best player on the team, I don't think there's a debate. It's Bobby Witt Jr. I think Bobby has taken that crown from Salvador Perez, and he has worn it. I would say he's had it for about 2 weeks now. The only debate I have when it comes to who is the best player on the team is, you know, how do you define that? Because there's, in my opinion, there's two schools of thoughts. The eye test, it's Bobby, no doubt. But then there's also the bottom of the ninth inning, bases loaded, two outs, who do you want at the dish? Because I think that's Salvi. So if I want Salvi at the dish in the biggest spot, doesn't that make him the best player on the team? I think there's a debate to be had, but right now I would side with Bobby Witt Jr. Speaking of Salvador Perez, if you missed it, first inning, MJ Melendez rips a double to right center field. Salvador Perez is on first base with two outs. And as MJ told us earlier, if you missed it, MJ called in and talked about his big day, talked about how much, you know, he's struggled with his confidence, how much his teammates and the time off and the All-Star break helped him. If you ever miss a post-game show, you can always find the podcast on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern and the post-game show will show up. So with Salvi on first and two outs, MJ blasted a double to right center field, and Salvi scored all the way from first. Unfortunately, he strained his left hamstring rounding the bases. He was pulled from the game after the top of the second inning. So he went back out there and caught the top of the second. It was a six-pitch top of the second inning. And then Salvi said, no mas, hands it off to Freddie Fermin. If you were listening to Matt Quatrero earlier, he said that Salvi's already campaigning to get back in there tomorrow. And if you follow this team for, it doesn't really even need to be that long. If you follow the Royals for the past year, you know better than to count Salvador Perez out. Yes, it's strange to see him leave a game, but I'm certainly expecting his name to be right back in the lineup tomorrow. And if it is, I'm expecting him to collect at least one extra base hit. Because that's what he does. Gets hurt and comes back better than ever. It's the Royals and Tigers, the first of four, tomorrow night, 7:10 for the first pitch. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Kathy in Raytown writes in, Vern, I enjoyed today's game so much. Mom and I right now are watching the replay. Well, Kathy, thank you very much for having us on while you watch the boys on television bring you Royals baseball and the Royals 8-4 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's go back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. The 816 is loving Drew Waters. Another one, Ryan in Pleasant Hill. He writes in, Vern, I feel like today, all the guys that you want to be leaders for this team took over. And Vern, boy, was it impressive to see. Drew Waters, that power was a wow moment. Yeah, a definite wow moment. Ryan in Pleasant Hill. 465 feet, matching the longest home run that Jorge Soler ever hit as a Royal. I'm sure this comes across on the television screen, but if you could just close your eyes for a moment and you picture Jorge Soler. I'll never forget his press conference after he was traded to the Royals. I remember him walking up to the podium, you know, having a seat, getting ready to answer some questions, and I went, man, aren't you on the wrong side of the parking lot? Aren't you a defensive end? Looking like Javon Kurse rolling in here. No. Jorge Soler, 38 home runs, a World Series MVP, the type of prodigious power that there's maybe, what, 20, 25 guys on the planet that hit the ball further and harder than Jorge Soler. And now you look at Drew Waters, who I'll admit has put on muscle this offseason. But still, Drew Waters, Jorge Soler, 465, longest Soler ever hit in his At 17, 18, 19, 20, 4 years in Kansas City. Drew Waters has been here less than a year, at least at the big league level, and has already matched the distance. The greatest home run of his career has already matched what Jorge Soler did. Yeah, no doubt about it, that was a wow moment. 112 miles per hour off of the bat, 465 to the second dent, second deck of the hydration station in right center field. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, appreciate you listening as always. He says, Vern, great hearing from MJ Melendez. I root for that kid more than anyone else on the team. Very cool to hear from him. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, again, thanks to the Royals. Thanks to MJ Melendez for calling up following this 8-4 win. A few more from the text line. Our buddy Scott in Phoenix. All right, always nice hearing from you, Scott. He says, Daniel Lynch is my answer to your question. If one pitcher is going to bring me out to Kauffman Stadium, that's who it is. Lynch has shown a high enough level of consistency recently that would bring me to the ballpark more than once. But Brady Singer is working his way back up on my list. To me, the most impressive stat from Brady today was zero walks. That right there paves the way to more of that key word, consistency. Scott in Phoenix. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You look at what Brady did last year. The walks were down. The strikeouts were up. Strikeouts haven't been as aplenty in 2023, but we are starting to see the walks diminish. And shoot, again, if you're getting the kind of action on that sinker that he had today, take the ground balls. Take the 7-pitch first inning and the 6-pitch second inning. Let's get out of here in less than 2 hours. That's exactly what we're doing. From the 816, Vern, Singer was fire today. I was there. We had a great time. The Let's Go Royals chant in the ninth inning was great. Yeah, that's funny you bring that up. It's funny you bring that up because, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, I believe that was the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All and gone, MJ Melendez.
It's the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call. MJ Melendez, a solo blast in the eighth inning, puts the finishing touches on an eight-run outburst from the Royals offense. All eight runs courtesy of the unproven position players that I talk about on a daily basis. Bobby drives in three, MJ a pair, Drew Waters a pair, Nick Prado with one in the four-run second inning. Royals win 8-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson. We greatly appreciate your support all season long with the post-game show for each and every one of these Royals home games. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We begin with Henry in Topeka. Henry says, Vern, Singer looked dominant today. The amount of first pitch strikes were great. The way he was locating his pitches and producing ground balls and flyouts by trusting his defense. Man, what a great outing. What a great win. Signed, Henry from Topeka. Spike in St. Joe says, Vern, the pitcher that brings me to the ballpark more than anyone else right now, Zach Greinke, followed by Brady Singer. Yeah, look, you're not going to get any pushback from me if you're saying Greinke's still number one on your list. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. I wholeheartedly understand that. And yeah, I mean, you know, gun to my head, yeah, Greinke's probably my answer too, because there's nothing I love more than baseball history, and Zach Greinke is human. I mean, walking baseball history. But Greinke's also on the IL. So my answer to the question of which starting pitcher am I going to see if I can only watch one, it's Daniel Lynch. It had been Brady Singer since he made his debut in 2020. But I know what Brady is. And again, that might sound like a negative, like I've put a ceiling on Brady Singer, and maybe I have. Maybe I have, and that's a mistake if I have. But I'm just being honest with you. I'm not curious of what the best looks like. I think I know what the best of Brady Singer looks like. I'm still curious with Daniel Lynch. I still wonder what, when he's right for multiple months, what does that look like? Now, we might be on the cusp of finding out, right? Daniel Lynch puts together another solid two and a half weeks, we're getting our answer. Obviously, I'm curious with Alec Marsh and Cole Reagans, Austin Cox returns, if that happens, sure. So, yeah, I think Daniel Lynch is my answer. Stefan writes in on the Jay Southland Tow Service. Vern, you mentioned nobody calling after a win. Is it possible that your loyal audience has actually forgotten how to respond after a Royals victory? After all, we're not used to seeing quality starting pitching go deep into games and then offense clicking on all cylinders like this. Maybe, Vern, we're all just in a state of shock. Stefan, that's a good point. It's kind of funny. That's not right. No. No, I understand my lot in life. I am sports radio's version of, you know, the cable company. You only call the cable company when they're screwing something up and when you're angry. Have you ever waited on hold with Spectrum or Infinity or Dish or whoever you have? You ever sat on hold for a half hour and they finally click you on and go, all right, what do you got, sir? No, just wanted to say great job. Crystal clear picture, never any interruptions, just nice job, guys, thank you. No. No, and that's my profession, is to sit here, you yell at me about a baseball team that I have no control of, and I correct many of the silly things that you say. If that sounds harsh, go listen to last night's postgame show. Some of the stupidest things you've ever heard. None of them based in fact. Half of them being pulled out of people's backsides. It was wrong, wrong, lie, made up, hyperbolic, dumb. And then you get a few great calls mixed in there. Speaking of great calls, Kyle in the Northland always bringing the heat. 8-4 winners today. Kyle, it's nice to have someone that's ready to enjoy it. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing great, Vern. You know I'll never leave you hanging. But I was heated last night. Speaking of the heat, you know, those people were out of pocket. That was uncalled for, but you're spot on. You know, they always call in to complain on you, but then, you know, when we're actually doing good, they're nowhere to be found. But sure enough, you know, in 2025, like you say, when we are ready to compete again, guess who's all going to be lining up to call in? The same people that are complaining right now. But I know I called back when we were in Tampa Bay and told you I was high on Drew Waters, so that hasn't changed. You know, he had a bit of a dip, and, you know, right before the All-Star break, you asked who the third place was, and at that time, I was going to call in and tell you it was Nick Prado, because he had a .349 on base percentage, and I was pretty impressed with that. You know, he'd just come off the streak where we were batting him leadoff, and he was showing promise. So I'm not ready to give up on Nick Prado, and good to see MJ get his thing going today. You know, he's got potential, but we'll wait to see how that pans out. And I've also told you before, I'm a big Zach Greinke fan. You know, it was my childhood when he was on top dominating. So to see him on his, you know, last leg or whatever you want to call it, to, you know, I'm going to soak it in as much as I can, because, you know, we might not see him anymore next year. So he's my number one to go out to the mound. But after yesterday's performance, I want to come out and see Cole Reagans in person. That sounds like a good time, too. So, you know, those are some of the things I wanted to share with you today and make sure that you didn't feel too alone out there. You know, we appreciate everything you do for us, man. And the loyal listeners, we're here and we love watching winning baseball. And, you know, she might be right. We might not know how to react when a win comes our way, but we cherish them every time. So, as always, Vern, win or lose, we listen to you. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. Yeah, Cole Reagans, dude's going to be hitting 99 on the gun. Now, if you were listening to J.J. Piccolo in his Sunday conversation with Ryan Lefebvre, yeah, he's expecting that to come down, you know, 95, 96, but still, coming from the left side, 95, 96, yeah, sign me up. I'll happily take that every fifth day. Kyle, appreciate it, buddy. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I'm still seeing progression. We had a slow and horrible first half of the season, but we are finally seeing progression. I'm always a Royals fan. Great game, great win. Thanks for the show. From the 785, Vern, stats-wise, Brady Singer's the best player on the team. 2025 may be a pipe dream. Highly unlikely we will make a playoff. Okay, wish I would have proofread that one. Yeah, you're not saying anything. I mean, do I dissect that? Why can't I let anything go? Stats-wise, Brady Singer's the best player on the team. Well, I mean, that's not true. He's the best starter. Yeah, well, you know, if you look at, I don't know what statistic you're looking at, right? Daniel Lynch, I think right now would stake claim as the best starter. Now, Brady Singer, I've acknowledged, is the leader of the rotation. The best player on the team, I don't think there's a debate. It's Bobby Witt Jr. I think Bobby has taken that crown from Salvador Perez, and he has worn it. I would say he's had it for about 2 weeks now. The only debate I have when it comes to who is the best player on the team is, you know, how do you define that? Because there's, in my opinion, there's two schools of thought. The eye test, it's Bobby, no doubt. But then there's also the bottom of the ninth inning, bases loaded, two outs, who do you want at the dish? Because I think that's Salvi. So if I want Salvi at the dish in the biggest spot, doesn't that make him the best player on the team? I think there's a debate to be had, but right now I would side with Bobby Witt Jr. Speaking of Salvador Perez, if you missed it, first inning, MJ Melendez rips a double to right center field. Salvador Perez is on first base with two outs. And as MJ told us earlier, if you missed it, MJ called in and talked about his big day, talked about how much, you know, he's struggled with his confidence, how much his teammates and the time off and the All-Star break helped him. If you ever miss a post-game show, you can always find the podcast on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern, and the post-game show will show up. So with Salvi on first and two outs, MJ blasted a double to right center field, and Salvi scored all the way from first. Unfortunately, he strained his left hamstring rounding the bases. He was pulled from the game after the top of the second inning. So he went back out there and caught the top of the second. It was a six pitch top of the second inning. And then Salvi said, no mas, hands it off to Freddie Fermin. If you were listening to Matt Quatrero earlier, he said that Salvi's already campaigning to get back in there tomorrow. And if you follow this team for, it doesn't really even need to be that long. If you follow the Royals for the past year, you know better than to count Salvador Perez out. Yes, it's strange to see him leave a game, but I'm certainly expecting his name to be right back in the lineup tomorrow. And if it is, I'm expecting him to collect at least one extra base hit, because that's what he does. Gets hurt and comes back better than ever. It's the Royals and Tigers, the first of four, tomorrow night, 7:10 for the first pitch. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Kathy in Raytown writes in, Vern, I enjoyed today's game so much. Mom and I right now are watching the replay. Well, Kathy, thank you very much for having us on while you watch the boys on television bring you Royals baseball and the Royals 8-4 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's go back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. The 816 is Love and Drew Waters. Another one, Ryan in Pleasant Hill. He writes in, Vern, I feel like today all the guys that you want to be leaders for this team took over. And Vern, boy, was it impressive to see. Drew Waters, that power was a wow moment. Yeah, a definite wow moment, Ryan in Pleasant Hill. 465 feet, matching the longest home run that Jorge Soler ever hit as a Royal. I'm sure this comes across on the television screen, but if you could just close your eyes for a moment and you picture Jorge Soler. I'll never forget his press conference after he was traded to the Royals. I remember him walking up to the podium, you know, having a seat, getting ready to answer some questions, and I went, Man, aren't you on the wrong side of the parking lot? Aren't you a defensive end? Looking like Javon Kearse rolling in here. Jorge Soler, 38 home runs, a World Series MVP, the type of prodigious power that there's maybe, what, 20, 25 guys on the planet that hit the ball further and harder than Jorge Soler. And now you look at Drew Waters, who I'll admit has put on muscle this offseason. But still, Drew Waters, Jorge Soler, 465, longest Soler ever hit in his 17, 18, 19, 20, 4 years in Kansas City. Drew Waters has been here less than a year, at least at the big league level, and has already matched the distance. The greatest home run of his career has already matched what Jorge Soler did. Yeah, no doubt about it, that was a wow moment. 112 miles per hour off of the bat, 465 to the second deck of the hydration station in right center field. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, appreciate you listening as always. He says, Vern, great hearing from MJ Melendez. I root for that kid more than anyone else on the team. Very cool to hear from him. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, again, thanks to the Royals. Thanks to MJ Melendez for calling up following this 8-4 win. Few more from the text line. Our buddy Scott in Phoenix. All right, always nice hearing from you, Scott. He says, Daniel Lynch is my answer to your question. If one pitcher is going to bring me out to Kauffman Stadium, that's who it is. Lynch has shown a high enough level of consistency recently that would bring me to the ballpark more than once. But Brady Singer is working his way back up on my list. To me, the most impressive stat from Brady today was zero walks. That right there paves the way to more of that key word, consistency. Scott in Phoenix. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You look at what Brady did last year. The walks were down. The strikeouts were up. Strikeouts haven't been as aplenty in 2023, but we are starting to see the walks diminish. And shoot, again, if you're getting the kind of action on that sinker that he had today, take the ground balls. Take the 7-pitch first inning and the 6-pitch second inning. Let's get out of here in less than 2 hours. That's exactly what we're doing. From the 816, Vern, Singer was fire today. I was there. We had a great time. The Let's Go Royals chant in the ninth inning was great. Yeah, that's funny you bring that up. It's funny you bring that up because, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, I believe that was the 10th win of the season here at Kauffman Stadium. You bringing up the fact that Royals fans chanting, Let's go Royals, in Kansas City, you said, that's great. No. Today was the 14th win at home. Yeah, Royals now 14-33 at Kauffman Stadium. Okay, so they've won 14 of 47 games here at Kauffman. Okay, so some of you may not know that the Let's Go Royals chant is commonplace when they're winning. They just haven't won very much. As a matter of fact, someone up in the press box, when y'all were chanting Let's Go Royals in the ninth, turned to me and said, man, this is nice. Listen to this. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, wait, you guys remember that? Maybe you don't remember. I got so many young people surrounding me in this press box, or many people are just not as old as I am. I'm like, man, have they been bad that long that y'all don't even remember Let's Go Royals chants? That's a sad state of affairs, sure, but hey, they got a win, you heard the chant, and yes, Singer was fire today. You know what? If you're using the term fire, that Brady Singer was fire, you know what? You might not remember winning baseball in Kansas City. You may not remember the Let's Go Royals chant, so... Okay. John in Mission, listening, writing in. Vern, a win like this is a reward for us diehards. Great offense and a dominant 7 innings from Brady Singer. I'm glad he got the chance at the 8th inning. And you know he's going to get a complete game 9 inning shutout soon. I'm sure of it. But Vern, as a team, just got to prove we can do this sort of thing consistently. It is a Sunday fun day, Vern. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Got to enjoy it. Appreciate you picking me up, text line, because I was starting to get real agitated with Royals fans. Many of you ticked me off last night, and then the boys come out, and as a previous texter said, the guys that you want leading the way led the way to a victory. You double up the best team in the American League, and I'm going to get Bupkis on the phone lines. Going to make me very agitated. So text line, I appreciate you picking me up. I appreciate you reaching out. And yes, a few of you that have said I've already dipped too deep into the Jameson to call in. That's fine. Nice self-awareness. Dan and KCK, he's loving on Brady Singer. You should. The leader of this rotation, the veteran of the staff. Got to be happy after this one. And let's hope Jordan Lyles keeps it going tomorrow as he squares off with a fellow right-hander, Matt Manning. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show. Beginning at 6 o'clock, we'll be live from Craft and Draft. And I'll have 2 tickets for you to see the Royals and the Mets meet up right here at Kauffman Stadium. The way it all aligns right now, Max Scherzer is going to be making that start. The Mizzou product back in the Show Me States. Hopefully getting bludgeoned by the bats of your boys in blue. Thanks to Grant Nicholson. Appreciate your help back at the studio. Be listening tomorrow at 6 o'clock for your chance to win those tickets. I appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.